بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي كتب الآثار ونسخ الآجال والقلوب عنده مفضية والسر عنده علانية الحلال ما أحل والحرام ما حرم والدين ما شرع والأمر ما قضى الخلق خلق والأمر أمر وهو الله الرؤوف الرحيم ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الدنيا دار من لا دار له ومال من لا مال له ولها يجمع من لا أقل له وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يا أبا سفيان جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, all praise and thanks only unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who through His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with this great wealth of Iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us with Iman, may Allah take us away from this world with Iman, and may Allah resurrect us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah with those with perfect Iman. Brothers, while the world tends to advance technologically, I swear by Allah it is retrogressing morally and spiritually. As life seems to be becoming more easy theoretically, it is becoming more challenging practically. The tension, frustration, depression has become the order of the day, while bliss, happiness, prosperity is something of the past. That today, even if a man doesn't fall prey to a tragedy which may warrant depression, the fear which haunts the man of an average man is sufficient depression. That even if a man doesn't fall prey to a tragedy which may warrant depression, the fear which haunts the mind of an average individual is sufficient depression. Like the poet says, سَأَلْتُ مِنَ الْأَتِبَّ خَدِيرًا ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ مِّمْ مَشَيْبِ I presented myself to a physician and I said, Doc, check me up, I'm becoming old. And what's the reason for this? So he examines me and he says, فَقَالَتْ بَلْغَمُ He says, brother, you have a lot of phlegm in your body. So I said, Doc, with all due respect to your expertise, etc., I don't know much, but one thing I can tell you has nothing to do with phlegm, this is depression. I take the hand of any brother today, let him sit down and let him pour out his heart, that a man's heart is filled with crisis. They don't be deceived by a man's palatial home or the fancy car he's driving. Let him sit down, let him pour out his heart and see every man's heart is filled with crisis. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ كَجَالِسًا مُسْتَقْبِلِي فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّكَ لِلْهُمُومِ قَرِينُ Brothers, just a simple gesture on your face proves that you are suffering from severe depression. هَوِّنَ عَلَيْكَ وَكَمْ بِرَبِّكَ وَاثِقَ فَأَخُذْ بِتَأْكُلِ شَأْنُهُ التَّحْوِينُ Take it easy, relax. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find life to become most peaceful, blissful, and happiness will be filled in your life. Like they say in English, this is only an example. To speak to Allah, no breath is lost. To walk to Allah, no strength is lost. To wait for Allah, no time is lost. So place your trust in Allah and you'll never be lost. تراه الأذى عن نفسه في رزقه لما تيقن أنه مذمون Brother, the only way to avert financial depression is to tell yourself and to remind yourself and to convince yourself that Allah is your sustainer. Now that you have convinced yourself Allah is your sustainer, Allah is your nourisher, Allah is your provider, then the fluctuation of the rain will not affect you in the least. Then the competitors in the market will not affect you in the least. Then the fake predictions by the fake economists will not affect you in the least. Like they say before, things are cheap. In the past, things were cheap, you could not afford it. Today, things are expensive. What has Allah kept us short of? So what's all the fuss about? Nabi alayhi salam, brothers, listen carefully. He has taught us a very beautiful dua. Allahumma kanni'ni bima razaqtani. Ya Allah, that provision that you have blessed me with, Ya Allah, you put contentment in my heart with that little that you have provided me with. Thumma barikli fi, Ya Allah, you put barakah in it. Now if a person happens to analyze this word contentment, then you will most definitely arise at this conclusion that contentment is associated with needs and needs has a limit. On the contrary, greed has no limit, has no definition. Unfortunately, today the Ummah has come onto the platform of greed. What the result? In the midst of affluence and wealth, a man has no peace. And this is a so-called modern-day poverty. That the man, in the midst of his affluence, in the midst of his wealth, he has no peace in his heart. This is poverty. This is not wealth. So my beloved, what is wealth? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes mention, he tells one sahabi, Ya Aba Adarrin, Atara annaka kathrat al-mal huwa al-ghina. O my sahabi, do you think that excessive provisions is termed as wealth? Waqillatul mal yal faqr, and lack of provisions is poverty? The sahabi says, yes, O Nabi of Allah, that's the apparent definition. A person has a lot of things as wealth, little things is poverty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, no. Like how you and I would say, let's set the record straight here. Innamal ghina ghinal qalb wa innamal faqru faqrul qalb. O my sahabi, true wealth is wealth of the heart, which is contentment of the heart. And for poverty is poverty of the heart, which is greed of the heart. Not only that, O my sahabi, man kana al ghina fi qalbihi, that person that has wealth in his heart, it means he has contentment in his heart. Fala yadurruhu ma laqiya min dunya, then no amount of material challenge will affect this man in the least. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْفَقْرُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, and that man that has poverty in his heart, it means he has greed in his heart. فَلَا يُغْنِيهِ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, then no amount of wealth will put an end to that inner crave of greed and lust which he has in his heart. هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَالْزَمْهَةَ عِشْ مَلَكَ, هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَالْزَمْهَةَ عِشْ مَلَكَ. The poet says it is contentment. Grab onto it, hold onto it, you live like a king without a throne. لَوْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهَا إِلَّا رَاحَةَ الْبَدَنِي, even if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with a healthy body and soul, وَانْذُرْ لِمَنْ مَلَكَ الدُّنْيَا بِأَجْمَعِهَا, why not reflect, ponder and contemplate over those people who control the entire world. According to Tafasir, four people govern the entire world. The dominion extended from the east towards the west. Two were Muslims, two were non-Muslims. The two Muslims were Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhul Qarnayn, and the two non-Muslims were Namrud and Bukht Nasr. Prior to Dhul Qarnayn leaving this world, he told the masses, when I die, take my hands, put it out of the coffin. Let the entire world see that this man that ruled the entire world, when he left, he took nothing also. So brothers, this is it. Money can buy a home but not peace. Money can buy a bed but not sleep. It is not which you leave behind will give you peace, it is that which you abandon will give you peace. Today, what point have we reached in our lives? Allah says in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا, that your home, when you enter your home, it is something which you may retrieve comfort, happiness. So brother, if you enter that home and there's no peace, there's no comfort in that home, the whole fundamental objective behind that home is forfeited. What point we have reached in our lives, brothers, that even by a ticking of a clock a man can't sleep? Or even by a barking of a dog a person can't sleep? Yet on the other hand, we find a simple person, he has nothing to offer. Wallah, the shelter or the roof of this man's home is the skies of my Allah, and the floor of this man's home is the earth of my Allah. Yet you give him a brick in the midst of traffic, the man will have a peaceful sleep. Baffling to the mind to draw a conclusion that what is wealth and what is poverty? Who is rich and who is poor? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells Lola that I want to offer something. Is there anyone ready? May ya'khudhu anni ha'ula'i al-kalimat, I have some words to offer. Is there anyone ready to take from me? Faya'alamu bihinna, and implement it. If you cannot implement it, at least pass it on to others. Abu Huraira comes running. Oh Nabi Fallah, tell me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells the sahabi, ittaqil maharim takun a'budan nas. O my sahabi, abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you will be regarded as the one who has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. وَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, and be contented with the divine distribution from your Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard you as the wealthiest. So this is it, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't loiter around in this world. وَقَسَمْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَقْ, Allah ta'ala has apportioned for you your sustenance. Allah says, فَلَا تَتَعَبْ, I don't want to see you tiring yourself, searching for something which I have not allotted for you. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, that your rozi or your sustenance has been allotted to you, and daily it is being increased or decreased from the heavens. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, and by the qasam of the Rabb of the heavens, it has nothing to do with your intellect, it has nothing to do with your know-how, it has nothing to do with your degrees, it has nothing to do with your expertise, etc. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرُ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah Ta'ala has decreed what you will get, when you will get, how you will get. 50,000 years before the creating of the heavens and the earth, Allah has already ordained this. وَفِي أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ, Allah says, whatever I've decided, I don't want to see you endeavoring in something else. And let me tell you, that that person that places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becomes contented with the provisions from Allah's side, Allah says, I will instill joy in that man's heart. On the contrary, try and amass wealth. فَوِعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَوْ سَلِّتَنَ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا Allah says, try and amass wealth, I will make you run literally like animals in searching for something which will not be allotted for you. You will abandon your social life, you will abandon your family life, you will abandon everything around you. So this is it, my beloved brothers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, three things talabna, this ummah is searching for three things. Unfortunately, we are searching in the wrong places. Talabna al-ghina fil mal, we are all searching for wealth in money, which true wealth lies in the hands of Allah. Wa talabna al-raha fil kathra, we are searching for luxury and comfort, but true comfort lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa talabna al-kirama fil khalq, we are searching for status, respect on the hands of the creation of Allah, true respect lies in the hands of Allah. And wallah brothers, you want to be unjoyful, Allah ta'ala snatches away joy from one person's heart immediately when he stretches out and looks for izzah and respect and status at the hands of the creation of Allah. Allah makes that person the most miserable man on the face of this earth. So very easy. Nabi alayhi salam has taught us three things will put an end to depression. لا تتفكر في الفقر. They don't think about poverty, it only increase your greed. لا تتفكر في ظلم من ظلمك. Don't think about those people in the past who has caused you some harm or grief. By you trying to attain revenge on that person, you won't cause any harm to that person, only more grief in your life. لا تتفكر في طول البقاء. They don't think about distant futures. One Sahabi was sitting, Nabi alayhi salam was just giving a discourse. So a Sahabi in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, did not shed a tear. And there's a difference between us and Sahaba. Today if a discourse is being made and a person cries, something unusual. In the time of Sahaba, if the discourses were given and someone never cried, that was unusual. That was the iman of Sahaba. Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned some discourses, the Sahabi did not shed a tear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made mention something to this effect, that the jumud al-ayn min qaswati al-qulub, that the lack of tears is obviously because of hard-heartedness. Wa qaswati al-qulub min kathrati al-dhunub, why a person's heart becomes hard because of excessive sinning. Wa kathrati al-dhunub min nisyan al-maut, excessive sinning is because of the forgetfulness of death. Wa nisyan al-maut min tul al-amal, and the forgetfulness of death is because of long hopes and distant futures. Wa tul al-amal min hubb al-dunya, why we have long hopes? Because we have love for this world in our heart. Wa hubb al-dunya ra'su kullu khati'a, and love of this world is the root to all vices and evils. In the riwayat of Bayhaqi, listen carefully brothers, that person that recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it is the cure for 99 ailments, and the least of which is depression. Very easy. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it is the cure for 99 ailments. Nabi alayhi salam has taught us after the Fardh Salah, read this dua, Allahumma adhib anil hammi wal huzan, and blow on your head, Allah will remove all depression and sorrow from your life. So easy. Another dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we ask, as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, O Allah, we ask from your every name of yours, O anzaltahu fi kitabik, which you have revealed in your kitab, O allamtahu ahadan min khalkik, which you have taught any of your servants, taj'alul al-Qur'ana azima rabi'a qulubina, that when I read this Qur'an, that Allah make it as a means of nur, and remove all the inner grief and sorrow in my life. So easy. And let me tell you brothers, the greatest contribution to depression, wallah, is guna. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, inna sidqa tamanina, speak the truth, Allah will give you happiness. Lie, see what Allah will do to you. Uneasiness. As that man who's cheating on his wife before he goes home, what he has to do? Swap that card, remove that inbox, clear all the messages, the phone rings, is uneasy, he has to run outside, answer the call. Brother, only temporary pleasure after a mountain of crisis and unpleasantness. So Allah, brothers, contentment in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Joy in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah gives, Allah gives. When Allah takes it, Allah takes it one shot. It is made mention about a person of Fir'aun, when you are sitting on his throne, it only took, he has joy, joyful, everything at his ease. Just one message that the youngster is going to be born, he's going to topple your entire kingdom. From then, no peace in the life of Fir'aun. Where a person, he goes to the hospital, and then the hospital diagnoses that he got cancer. Can this man now go for a holiday and enjoy himself peacefully? He knows he's going to die in a few weeks' time. I read in one article, one person, he was in hospital, so they diagnosed he got cancer. So he said, let me go finish my bank account. So he went to the best resort, ate the best of food, and he booked himself in the best of hotels. He finished all that money. When he came home, there was a letter waiting at the door. It marked me. He diagnosed the wrong brother. So he took the, he was in Los Angeles, he took the hospital to court. So there are some people like that. Nevertheless, brothers, so we go to some people's homes, and the houses, when they invite you for a meal, the dastarkhan is laden from east to west with every type of meal. Yet the host, he can't eat this, he can't eat that, he got this cholesterol level, that cholesterol level. So contentment from Allah, joy from Allah, happiness from Allah, peace from Allah, contentment from Allah. When Allah gives, say Allah gives, under any circumstance, Allah says, I will give contentment, I want to give, how I want to give. But there's a decision. My beloved brothers, when a person is no Victoria Falls, no Burj al Arab, no Sharm al Sheikh, give you this contentment. It comes divine. It is not acquired. It is inspired. It is inspired when you knock the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give it to you. Very briefly, in the battle of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what a critical battle in the annals of history. We find that Sahaba radiallahu Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعِدَهُ إِسْتَحُصُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِي حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَسَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. That in the battle of Uhud, Sahaba Allah says, you thought you were victorious. You were slaying the kuffar one after the other under the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this junction, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed 50 archers at a particular given point so that the enemy could not penetrate. When Sahaba thought that now we are victorious, وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ وَعَسَيْتُمْ, they moved away and they disputed in the matter and they moved away from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what was the reason? مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. They had the materialistic values of this world in front of them. At that time in Sahaba's attention and focus got moved away from the order of Allah, from the order of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, only when this ayat was revealed, minkum may yuri the dunya, only when this ayat was revealed that this thought crossed my mind, that there are some people amongst us that are hankering after the materialistic values of this world. Other than that, I thought everyone here was out only for the fikr of Allah's blessed and Mubarak deen. So when Sahaba moved their attention and focus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, the kuffar saw a gap now to penetrate, and they launched a full scale attack on Sahaba radiallahu an. Why? Because they shifted away from the order of Allah, they shifted away from the order of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was that very same battle in which our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the rumor was made that he was assassinated. Number two, the rumor was made also, not the rumor, in fact, the Mubarak and blessed tooth of Nabi alayhi salam became shaheed in that battle. So Sahaba lost the total composure at that time. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha takes a sponge and she's wiping the blood off the face of Nabi alayhi salam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is wiping the water off the face of Nabi alayhi salam. So what contribution was given on behalf of the queen of the woman of the woman of Jannah? At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we want to give contentment, see how we give contentment. That in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the battle, wallah brothers, you can get the worst, the best pharmacist in the world, he can give you the best prescription, you can't get contentment. Contentment comes divine. You can take any tablet also, it doesn't help. You can take an antidepressant also, it's not going to help. Example is given of a person with an antidepressant, that is a person is traveling on a car, you see, and his car starts to make a rattle. So what does he do? He goes to the mechanic, he says, no, mechanic, my car is rattling, man. So mechanic says, don't worry, whenever it rattles, just take the radio and make it louder, that's all. Brother, you haven't sorted out the problem, you have only camouflaged the problem. So Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, when we want to give contentment, see how we give contentment. No pharmacy will give you this, no restaurant will give you this. Comes divine from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to knock the door on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see how Allah gives contentment at that time. Allah says, in the midst of this battle, Allah says, we put sleep upon Sahaba. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Talha Ansari says, I had a sword in my hand. In the midst of the battle, I had a sword in my hand, the sword falls down and sleep overpowers us. So Allah says, two brothers in a business, Allah gives contentment to one, Allah snatches away from the other. Two brothers living in one home, Allah gives contentment to one, Allah snatches away from the other. So similarly in this battle also, Allah says, Sahaba, we gave them contentment. Sahabi says that when Allah puts sleep over us in the midst of this battle, is a sign of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the munafiqeen, they were only interested is when this battle is going to take over, when we're going to get done with this. Allah put sleep and contentment in the hearts of Sahaba at that critical juncture. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sahaba composure. They got their act together and they started fighting again. Nevertheless, the essence or the moral behind this is that Allah, when He wants to give contentment, see Allah gives. Allah don't need any circumstances or decision. Allah wants to give, Allah will give divine. And listen to this, my beloved, we'll terminate. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh my Nabi, you are depressed because when you are giving the dawah to kuffar, they are not listening to you. Come, I give you a prescription. What prescription can they be better than the prescription given to Nabi alayhi salam? Allah Ta'ala says, oh my Nabi, whenever you feel depressed, read this. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. تَذِيد سُبْحَانَ abundantly and fall in the sujood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till death overtakes you. Allahumma kanni'ni bima razaqtani. Make this dua, we make this dua. Allah ta'ala must bless us with contentment with the little provisions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And finally, my beloved brothers, al-hurru abdum ma qana'a wa la abdum ma tama'a. A poet says that a king is a slave as long as he has greed and no contentment. On the other hand, a slave is a king as long as he has no greed and contentment. May Allah Ta'ala put in all our hearts contentment. And may Allah Ta'ala accept us for His blessed and Mubarak Deen. And Allah Ta'ala accept us also, my beloved brothers, on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of April. Our Ijtima will take place in Lodium also. We humbly request all the brothers to come out, inshallah, and make a concerted effort to strive out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make a concerted effort for the upliftment of Allah's blessed and Mubarak Deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير المتعالي عن الشبيه والنذير القائم بأمره ملكوت السماوات والأرض على ما اكتبته حكمته إلهية والتدبير نحمده حمدا كما يليق بشأنه علي الكبير ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله البشير والنذير صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تهزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: من يا أبا يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأجدهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأفرد زيد بن ثابت وأقرأهم أبي بن كعب وأعلاهم حلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة الجراح وأن كل الصحابة أجمعين خصوصا على معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه وأن بنات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاتمة أم كلثوم وأن أزواج أمهات المؤمنين خصوصا خديجة وحفصة وعائشة وأن كل الصحابيات كلهن اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم هدي أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعلنا هادين المهتدين غير ضال ولا مذلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفتك من خلفك اللهم اهدي أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اذهب عن الهم والهزن الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون kindly straighten yourselves ensuring that our heels are aligned closing all the gaps in front of you and standing shoulder to shoulder
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله خير الصلاة خير الفرا قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم وكان ذلك عند الله فوزا عظيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويعذب المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات الظانين بالله ظن السوء عليهم دائرة السوء وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحية السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وبيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره فأهلا أنت أن تحمد وأهلا أنت أن تعبد وأهلا أنت أن تطاع اللهم لك الحمد كما خلقتنا ورزقتنا وعلمتنا وهديتنا لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام لك الحمد في المال والأهل اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا ولك الحمد بكل نعمة أنعمت علينا في قديم أو حديث أو خاصة أو عامة أو حي أو ميت اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت لك الحمد في الأولى والآخرة لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما حيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعله ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من آدانا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهلك بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.